we're going to go and get our clits pierced. You know, we've heard it's amazing. You have to come. You have to come.
No.
So I've gone, oh.
Hello and welcome to Good Sex, Bad Sex. This is a podcast from metro.co.uk.
It's a bit like a canoe lesson, but with a lot more paddles.
Hey!
Oh, I'm so proud of that.
I'm Miranda Kay.
And I'm BB Lynch.
Coming up, we are going to be talking to international dominatrix, friend of show.
No.
The one and
no,
only.
Not
yes.
Madam.
Storm.
Hello, I'm Madam Storm. I'm an international dominatrix and a female empowerment coach. I'm the founder of the Fabulous Strap Masterclass, and I'm proud to announce that I am going to be the educator for Anne Summer's campaign, Hijinks or Kinks.
Here I am. Rock you like a hurricane. It's Madam Storm again. I don't know the rest of the words. Oh, come on, that's a good one, isn't it?
Are you ready to talk sensibly?
Yes, yes, I am. So she just brings it out of me, that's all.
These lovely ladies know that I have a piercing in the vagina area. So I got this piercing maybe 7-8 years ago,
okay,
with a couple of my girlfriends. They were like, we're going to go and get our clits pierced. You know, we've heard it's amazing. You have to come. You have to come.
No.
So I've gone, oh, don't know about that, because I can't even handle a waxing. Oh, my
yeah.
God. It feels like she's ripping my vagina out. So I could never imagine getting my clit pierced. Like. So anyway, I get my clit pierced.
I love that there's just no jokes. Like, I can't imagine getting my clip pierced, so I get my clip pierced.
So I get it pierced, right? It was the most painful thing I've ever experienced in my life. But then it was over really quickly. It's like, I have a couple of piercings, and with that piercing, it's like, in that moment, you feel like you're going to die. But then after that, it's just gone. The pain's just gone and it heals really, really fast. And then the sex you have with it is amazing.
Ooh.
Yeah, everything is just heightened. Sex toys, head, penetration. It's just all fabulous stuff, right?
Yeah.
So never, ever regretted getting my piercing done. But the thought of going through that again, I just couldn't do it, right? So anyway, a few weeks back, I have this operation. And they say, remove all piercings, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, how can I sacrifice an orgasm? I'm just like, because I'm not going to have this piercing again. But I thought, well, my operation's, you know, at the top half of my body.
Yeah.
They're not going to go down there.
Yeah.
So I left it in.
Yeah.
Like any respectable woman who loves sex would, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So anyway,
oh God,
I wake up from my operation and the first thing that these surgeons say to me, two women, they said, oh, your operation was a bit held up because you had a... some sort of piercing still in. And they were so baffled. And I was like, okay. They were like, yeah, we managed to take it out, but it took us a while. And I'm thinking, these women are surgeons, like, and they can't take out a clit piercing. Then they had it in this little seafood bag and they were like, we're so sorry. We tried to pull it back, but we couldn't.
Oh.
And they had it. And they were like, you know, you really should have removed it. I was like, but the operation went well though, right? She was like, yeah. So imagine, I've had this keyhole surgery. I can't move at all. But I was not able for this person to close up. So I literally had one leg up like this. One leg up in the air. I couldn't sit upright. So I'm literally trying to like push my vagina up to me.
No.
I put that bad boy in so quickly.
No!
Oh my goodness. And then the next day, it's like everyone heard about this whole piercing thing.
Yeah.
Because then the next day, some neck surgeons came and said, oh yeah, we heard about the held up with the, you know, your operation. I was like, doctor, I'm sorry, but you've got to get one of those piercings if you haven't had one. Oh, they were all in stitches. So that's my funny story
so
about
I would
body
like
piercing.
To
offer
back
God.
To gardening hour. I thought we were here to talk about recipes.
You're listening to Gardeners World
on
Radio 4.
On Radio 4, and the shipping forecast is, how quickly does it heal?
Well, they say you can't have sex, I think it was maybe 3 weeks. It was such a long time ago.
God, I can never go without sex for 3 weeks.
Imagine.
But your vagina is such a magical place. Honestly, the way it healed and it, you know, self heals itself. And yeah. I mean, aww. I'm in love with it. I love my vagina.
I love your vagina. Welcome back to Good Sex, Bad Sex. International dominatrix, female empowerment coach, and friend of show, Madam Storm.
Storm.
Yay!
Thank you, ladies. It's a pleasure to be back.
So, I hear there's a new woman in your life. Who is this bitch?
There's a new woman. Oh my god! All of a sudden, my heart's beating really fast.
Good. Good. That's guilt. You cheated on us.
Yeah. And Summers.
And fucking Summers.
And shuffling Summers. Yeah. And Noe Summers.
And Summers. So who told you that?
It's on the word on the street.
Yeah, so I am working with Ann Summers. I'm so, so excited to work with them. About 2 weeks ago now, I actually spoke at their women's conference.
Brilliant.
Which was amazing, like 500 beautiful women. Yeah. And I really got to know, you know, the Ann Summers for the brand that they are, and actually meeting the women behind the brands. Because sometimes, you know, you can work for companies and not really meet them.
Isn't it gold?
Yeah. Someone... They're absolutely lovely.
Yeah.
Like the ladies were lovely, the employees are lovely. I had such a great time, and they really do stand behind a female empowerment. Mm. You know, it's a real sisterhood. And I love the fact that not only does Ann Summers celebrate sexual female empowerment, but the fact that they give platforms to other women to create a business, for me, that's true female empowerment.
Ooh, so what other businesses do they do? Well,
they have the Ann Summers parties, which allow the women to be self-employed.
Yeah.
You know, that gives them a platform to create their own business and to give the confidence that you can have your own business.
Yeah.
That's the part that I really, really love about Ann Summers. And I grew up with Ann Summers.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's just like, when I got the call, I was like, oh, acting nice and calm. Like, yeah. I mean, I think I'm available for that day.
Oh, you tease.
I don't know. I'm getting my clip here. Yeah. I don't know. Oh, I might be free.
No, but the ladies are absolutely lovely, and I had a fabulous time. But that's just the beginning of my Ann Summers work that I'm doing with them. I'm also a part of their Hijinks at All Kinks campaign for Halloween. Super, super excited. I'm advising them, well, their customers on BDSM, on kink, on how to introduce kink into relationship, looking at the different toys that Ann Summers sell. I also share my favorite ones as well, because I've got a couple of favorite ones. There's one in particular that I really like. It's a paddle, but it's a two-sided paddle.
Okay.
So it's like... Fox fur, fox. I always can never pronounce that shit.
Faux fur.
Faux fur.
Fox fur.
Yeah. Some sort of fur. And then the other side is leather. So it has the two different kind of textures to it. So you've got the soft and the hard.
Yeah.
Soft and hard. Yes, I am really looking forward to the Hijinks or Kinks campaign. Really, really love it. I love the fact that they're helping their customers understand what BDSM is. Mm. Because they did a poll on their Instagram, and I believe it was 44% of their customers wanted to know about BDSM.
Yeah.
Which is a very, very high number.
Yeah, I'm surprised by that.
Do you know what it is? Because... I get a lot of inquiries about my mistress training. I know there are a lot of women that are intrigued by it, but not a lot of women are forthcoming with expressing that interest.
Yeah.
You know, I still feel like it is much of a taboo still. Even to speak to a woman about how to be sexy, it's almost like she's like, no. But deep down inside, she wants to learn how to be sexy. So for me, I thought it was really good that Ann Summers was able to do a poll like that and get those sort of results.
Yeah.
And not only get the results, but also kind of be like, okay, this is what our customers want.
Yeah.
Let's actually go and hire a real life dominatrix.
Respond
to it and to educate their customers. So, you know, we have
you know
to say well done to
first.
That.
Why is that fun?
I think think it's nice that the language has changed, though, because I would have, like, even only up to a few years ago, people would have said, oh, I want to learn more about bondage. Mm-hmm. And bondage is just one thing, isn't it, really? That's just tying someone up. Whereas BDSM is something that covers a wide
Give
plethora.
Us the whole explanation of the acronym, because it's a kind of a double up in the middle of it, isn't it? So it's bondage, domination.
It can it's bondage, domination, sadomasochism, and masochism.
But it's something else.
It can be so many different
things.
This
is things. The thing. It's so wide.
Yeah.
And a lot of people say to me, you know, what's your weirdest fetish that you've ever heard? And we need to come out of that.
Yeah.
There's nothing weird. These are people's fetishes and desires, and we have to be respectful for that.
Yeah.
So I like to just say, do you know what? BDSM is a word that everyone understands. But this is the good thing about what Anne Summers is doing, because I'm going to be doing store appearances as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they're, you know, we're going to do Q&A. Mm. And it's going to be a fun, safe environment where women and men can ask me questions.
Yeah.
So we can come out of that box of, okay, you know, BDSM is just about pain, or, you know, I still feel like we have this very one track minded of what it actually is.
Yeah.
So to be able to meet a real life mistress who still works in the industry to ask me questions, I'm hoping it will open up people's minds for us to kind of come out of that box and be like, do you know what, this is my thing. However you want to see it, you know, this is what I like, this is what I want to introduce into my relationship, or this is what I want to explore. I think if we leave it like that, it gives people the freedom to kind of be like, yeah, this is okay. I'm allowed to have different desires, and it's okay if that other person doesn't have the same desire.
Yeah. With the in-store, so what do people see? So is it just a Q&A? Not just a Q&A, but it's a Q&A.
Is it just a Q&A?
I mean, are you
nothing
dancing?
Is just.
But is it... Tell us what happens at the store.
Okay, so for the store appearances, it's called Madam Storm After Dark.
Ooh,
oh,
love it.
Isn't it delicious?
Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely delicious. And they're going to be able to come into the store after the store closes to the public. I believe it's invitation. So you get invited in.
Oh.
And you come and, you know, you meet me, you can ask me questions about how to be sexually confident, how to introduce kink into relationship, how to even explore if you have a fetish.
Yeah.
You know, how to get that idea into reality and how to do it in a safe, fun way. And also to explore the toys that Anne Summers are offering as well. Yeah. I do know that sometimes it can be quite intimidating. You know, for me personally, I can go into sex shops all day long, but I understand that for many people, that's still a very frightening experience. Mm. So going into an Anne Summers store, I don't know if any of you ladies have gone into an Anne Summers store.
Yes.
They're very, very friendly. You know, you feel like you can ask questions. So I'm really excited to share the products that I really, really love and to explore their new range with the customers and show them how to use it.
So what have they got?
Well, right? But not in a demonstration.
Well, you never know. I know where your mind is going.
It's not my mind. I actually, one of my first jobs was working in an Anne Summers shop.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me more.
When I moved to London, my first job was working at the Victoria. No, my first job was working in a terrible call centre. And then on my way home, I walked past the Anne Summers shop in Victoria and they were looking for shop assistants. I went in and applied and got the job because I started demonstrating the vibrators on my nose.
And, oh, good girl.
Which vibrator do you remember?
It was the rabbit. It was the rabbit. So I had one at home. And then my first day, they said, right, you have to wear a safety alarm. And I was like, okay.
God. Well, you personally or the rabbit?
Oh, it should have gone on the rabbit. That's very true. I personally had to wear one. All the shop assistants had to wear one.
Oh, okay.
And then one of the shop assistants was saying that there was a bloke that came in on the reg and he would ask people to demonstrate the vibrators.
No.
Yeah, he would slip them 50 quid to go into the changing rooms. He'd offer 50 quid to go into the changing rooms. And all the shop assistants was like, yeah, it's disgusting. He says he's going to offer you 50 quid to try it with the rabbit. I would never do that. And in the meantime, I'm thinking I'd fucking do it. That was how I started becoming a sex worker. I was like, if I'm going to take 50 quid to demonstrate a rabbit.
Is that serious?
Yeah.
Anne Summers launched your career.
Launched my career. Thanks very much. Cheers, Jacqueline.
So sorry. With the new product. So tell me, there's the paddle, the double-sided paddle that you love. Mm-hmm. What else is there? Because if someone wants to ease in gently, what do you have? What does Anne Summers have?
They have this bondage kit. which is really, really fabulous. I'm actually quite excited to share that with the people that do come to visit the stores, because it has everything that you would want in there to start up. Okay. You know, so you have a flogger, you have the blindfold, you have the handcuffs, you know, there's some other bits and pieces in there. Mm-hmm. But what I like about it is that it's not too much stuff in there. Because, you know, like, obviously for us, we're very used to seeing, you know, the wheel and, you know, strap-ons and floggers and paddles. But for someone who is just starting up, they just want something that's easy to use, easy to learn, and they can kind of ease their way into it. So the bondage package is really, really good.
Would you recommend that for someone, say, if there's a man, Master Peter, and he's got his own, basically his own dungeon, hasn't he?
Yeah.
But if there's a little lady who's interested in him, Bibi Lynch, do you think that would be a nice little kit for her to start off with, so she's not quite as intimidated Master Peter's dungeon?
With dungeons, of course, I work in dungeons a lot, and they're fully equipped and they're fabulous. They have all different sizes, you know, but I'm used to that environment.
Yeah.
Someone who just wants to introduce that into their relationship, they may, not all, they may feel intimidated by them. In my mistress training, we go through all the different things in the dungeon, and they become very comfortable because someone's teaching them how to use it. But if it's someone like Bibi Lynch who wants to, you know, maybe take this master home,
Master Peter,
then the bondage set is a really good place to start. But also as well, what I like about the stuff that Ann Summers have, a lot of bondage stuff, especially in a dungeon, can look very cold, especially like collars. You know, they're big, they're thick, they're leather, they've got metal on them. They're really kind of, you know, quote unquote BDSM sort of stuff. Whereas with the Ann Summers leads that they have, you know, you have a velvet one.
Yeah.
And then you have some handcuffs that are all glittery and stuff. Yeah, so it kind of gives that more sensual side of BDSM, which is a side that I really like. You know, I'm known as a very sensual mistress. So I love being like that with my lover, you know, and introducing that to my lover.
Yeah.
And again, it's about easing that person into your world or exploring that world together. So definitely, I feel like Ann Summers has done a very, very good job at supplying to lovers and for those who are just beginning. Plus, I've written a lovely BDSM guide, you know, on how to introduce kink into your relationship.
Ooh.
So yes, darling, stepping up in the world, baby. So, you know, when that's out on the 7th, everything goes live on the 7th of October. Okay. I've also done a fabulous photo shoot with them as well.
Will this all be available on the Ann Summers website?
This will be all available on... Oh, you look like such a proud mom. Bibi, I do love you. Yeah, on the 7th of October, it all goes live. So you'll be able to go on there, read my BDSM blog on, you know, how to introduce kink into your relationship.
Yeah.
And of course, there'll be a link on their website to my website about the mistress training or the art seduction program training.
Strutting.
Oh, that reminds me. So a part of the campaign for Hijinks or Kinks, so we've done the store appearances where we do Q&A. Then you've got the blog piece that I've written. But they've also doing a competition. So the viewers, can compete for either strut masterclass or an art seduction program with myself.
Those lucky
people. I'm quickly going to say where your stores are.
Yeah, please.
So you've
got
an in-store in Edinburgh on 23rd of October, Nottingham 24th, Brighton 25th. Can I come to that, please?
Yes.
And there's one in Oxford Street, but I think that's just a press thing on 26th.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Super exciting.
It really, really is. You know, again, because it's about educating the customers, you know, I feel that it's so important for women and men to get educated about fulfilling your fantasy and toys. Like, we shouldn't be still feeling embarrassed if we have a fetish or feeling embarrassed if, you know, if we masturbate. We shouldn't feel embarrassed about these things. They're very, very natural. You feel so free and liberated when you do start to explore your fetishes. And I just can't wait to get out there and educate people about what it is to explore your fetish and to have fun with it and to explore that side of you. It's fabulous.
Do you know what I love? I'll tell you, Miranda Kane.
Master Peter. Sorry.
Well, we already know what your kinks are.
Sorry, what is
it? But do you know what I love about Madam Storm, to your right?
Yeah.
She's so authentic about it. Yeah. I'm going to address it to her directly. You. I love when you talk about educating people because I know you mean it.
Yeah.
And you genuinely. Yeah. No, I know that. And I love that about you because I think, you know, I've worked with you in a couple of projects and you're a joy. And you, I think you really change people's lives. I don't even mean that in my usual crass kind of, you know, wanky way. You do. On your Strut class, there were loads of women there that just, that was a really important thing for them to do to find their sexuality and their confidence again. Absolutely. And it's brilliant. So hats off to you, lady.
Thank you.
Are you still running Strut Masterclasses?
Yes. It's actually been 2 years now.
Wow. Am I still your best ever, you know, client?
I don't have favouritism. I'm afraid. Do you know what I find fascinating with everything that I teach is that we can't underestimate the power of what you're delivering. You know, even up to the other day, I got a message from a lady who said, I just want to let you know, from a woman who never owned a mirror, I've now stood up in front of 200 people and I was able to give a motivational speech. Thank you so much. And that was someone Strut Masterclass. You know, and then for the mistress training, I had one lady, she worked in corporate, and she was like, Madam Storm, she's like, how I do meetings now, honey? I'm like, yes. You know, because it taught her how to be assertive and not to use your masculine energy. I feel like a lot of women automatically think to be dominant, we have to use our masculine energy. And I don't believe in so. I feel like women are strong. You know, even little sayings like grow some balls. I had to say to one of my clients, no, honey, you don't grow no balls. You have a vagina. Pussy power all the way. So we have to come away from attaching power with masculinity. Yeah. We need both to be balanced. We need the feminine and we need our masculinity. But you can't fight a man with masculine energy. You have to fight with feminine energy.
Oh, yes.
That's how you win.
Madam Storm, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank
Absolute
you so much
joy.
For having me. And I look forward to seeing you on the 25th in Brighton.
Yeah, I can't wait. And the whole Anne Summers Hijinks or Kinks?
Hijinks or Kinks, their Halloween campaign. It launches on the 7th of October. Do come down to the stores. Come and meet me. Check out the blog on their website. It's absolutely fabulous. I'm putting a lot of my heart, sweat and soul into this project. So
brilliant. Yeah.
We can't wait.
Cannot wait. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. Love you guys.
Love you more. We started that chat with hospital clitoris piercing stories.
Yep.
And where did we end?
All I can see is hospital clitoris stories now. It was a roller coaster, but that is nothing less than I expect from our lovely Madam Storm.
She is, and as you know, I've been an accomplished journalist for many decades now. And I've interviewed loads of kind of gurus and people that put themselves up as being an expert in something. I love Storm. She's totally genuine. And I believe her, and I've been to her events, and she changes people's lives. She's incredible. So this Hijinks or Kinks campaign is going to be fantastic, and as is everything she does. Okay, I'm Bibi Lynch.
And I'm Miranda Gay.
Good Sex, Bad Sex was produced by Juliet Nichols for metro.co.uk.
You can get in touch with us on Twitter at Good Sex Bad Sex.
And tell us where Sam Bonham is.
Oh, yeah.
That's where, you know, Good Sex Bad Sex, XXX.
No one tell anyone where I've hidden the body. Anyway.
If you've got a sexy question, query, etc., it says, and when you write etc. in the script next time, spell it properly. get in touch at info@sexpod.co.uk.
And we will see you next week.